5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment with your host, Steven Martinez, a.k.a. Mega Man. This is episode 266. I got a very, very special guest. But before I get to my guest, I want to give a shout-out to East of the River Studio and the man, the myth, the legend from Boyle Heights, Viva Masquels, behind the scenes doing the engineering. Shout-outs to him. This wouldn't be possible. My guest for today on the Long Beach Social Experiment, he is from the heart of the Harbor area, based out of Wilmington, California. My homie, Leo, he is the host of the Movies on Weed podcast. One of my good friends, and anyone who comes out of Wilmington, California, Weed Maz is like a brother to me. So, Leo, welcome to the podcast, homie.
Thank you. Thank you, Mega Man. It's an honor to be here, man. Yeah,
I know. How's the drive?
Oh, yeah. Love that 710, man.
You know what? When I started looking for a studio, he was telling me, hey, you should do the podcast at 7. I was like, why? Because it's traffic from like 5 to 6. I was like, oh, you know what? You're right. And I was like, okay, this is good. It's kind of more like it's out of my norm because I'm always like a Long Beach person.
Right.
And you know, like if you're a Harbor, you stay in Harbor. You know, go. You know, you don't go past the 110 freeway. You stay right there where that Denny's is, right. Exactly. You know, you go back. But I like it. It's something. And, you know, this is a good part of, you know, doing the podcast over here at East of the River Studios. And, yeah.
Dude, first off, this spot is just awesome, man. It's just, it has that cozy feel. You know what I mean? It's awesome. It's just, I don't know. I almost feel like at home.
I'll say this. When I first met, shouts to my homie Viva. He's right there doing engineering. I met him, Tony A invited me on his show, and it was him. And they did a doubleheader with Gunalismo Clothing. And seeing who he is, and I saw him in a couple of episodes from Felipe Esparza, and also We Don't Smoke the Same. And I remember a while back, you know, when I did the podcast here, you know, he was telling me, wow, like, hey, I might have a studio slot open. I was like, you know, let me go call him up and DM, see what's up. And we worked something out, and it came to fruition. And to me, it's like having that conversation and making a new friend, and now at the podcast studio, is sky's the limit, dude.
Hell yeah, definitely. Sky's the limit, dude. Now you're aiming to the universe, dude. Yeah, hell yeah. You just got to go out there.
Is this sometimes, you know, when you see a lot of podcasters, they put a lot of, like, they put a lot of weight on them. Like, they're worrying about numbers, they're worrying about this, worrying about that. Like, who cares about that? Just have fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
Did you ever, like, when you started doing podcasts, like, what made you want to start? Because, you know, from a podcaster to a podcaster, what made you want to start doing a podcast?
Just so I had someone I can ramble my movie knowledge to. Because, ooh. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that big of a thing, but it was just more of like, I just had to vent all this shit out, this random shit. And that's all it is. It's just random shit. Mm-hmm. Because before, I used to just tell my wife about it. Mind you, my wife is nothing about like movies or whatever. She's just like, okay, whatever. Tell me something interesting. But I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is interesting. She's like, no, it ain't. No, it ain't.
Well, your daughter, she was like, yeah, yeah. Like when we did the podcast yesterday, you're like, your daughter was like, yeah, I see this. Like, you know, was it Karina? Was it movie that she did?
You know what?
Caroline.
Coraline. Okay. Exactly. Dude, yeah. I turned my kids on to Coraline. I turned my kids on to, they grew up on Tim Burton. But also at a certain point, you know what? At a young age, I showed my kids RoboCop, the original one. And we were talking about how brutal that was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, dude, when you see RoboCop for the first time ever, it's like, dude, that's a superhero movie. You know what I mean? No matter what. You know what? Thor, Iron Man. No, fuck this.
Fuck all that.
Exactly, dude.
I'll buy that for $1. That movie's classic, man. You know, we're talking about RoboCop. I think about that lady who was trying to get raped, and that RoboCop shot his fucking balls off.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You know what? Growing up, being 7 years old, seeing a guy get shot right in the balls by RoboCop's that big ass gun that he had, dude. I mean, that just blows your mind. It's ridiculous.
You know, that movie was so classic, you know, like, hey, you know, we killed you. We killed you, man.
Yeah.
And that guy turned to a fucking mutant.
Oh, hell yeah. Once he started melting off that acid, all that toxic waste just into him. And when homeboy
Mega just... Mega Man's come.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Damn. It's acidic like that, huh?
I don't know. but yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, when you get a homeboy fucking crash into him to a splat, oh man, that shit fucking sticks with you.
You know what's irritating watching that movie is that black guy's laugh.
Oh yeah, yeah, the henchman.
Yeah,
that one henchman. Yeah,
and that Asian the villain, he was. Oh man, cheers, man.
Oh cheers.
Yeah, we got
cheers,
some Colombian beer. We got some Club Colombia and shit like that.
Club Colombia in the house.
Oh, isn't there a Mexico game on today? I think Mexico's playing someone today. I know USA went 1-1. It was a draw. But I don't know who's Mexico playing. I think they're playing Poland. I think they are.
Well, shout out to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ojalá bring that gold back to Mexico. Cheers to that.
You know, what do you think about that? I mean, I'm going to get to RoboCop. We'll get back to that. But when you think who's going to win the World Cup this year? It's up for grabs.
You know what? To be honest... I don't know, dude. I really haven't been into fucking soccer since God knows when.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last time I got into it was when Spain was leading it. And that was what? How long ago?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like what? Like 12 years ago or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those soccer fans.
I used to be. I still watch here and there. But I was like more like, I was like, what, 10 or 12? The last time I saw Maradona play. You know, that when the World Cup was here in the United States.
Okay.
That was like when USA and Colombia, like that, I think the Colombian kicked the ball, you know, accidentally to the U.S., to the Colombians go or whatever. And
right.
that soccer guy got killed by Pablo Escobar. That was crazy.
Wow.
There's a documentary about that on ESPN, on ESPN Films, the Escobar Brothers.
Escobar Brothers.
Yeah. So, interesting. Yeah, they did it because a lot of people were betting money and all, and he just got killed, like, straight up.
Damn.
People were like, yeah, but I watch a little bit of it, but there's a lot of shady stuff going on at that Middle Eastern country, Qatar. Like, a lot of people don't even know about.
Oh.
Some shady stuff they don't want you to know. Like they ban gay stuff. You can't put any gay. You can't even drink beer, anything. And the people are like, well, how are we gonna do? Well, it's a Muslim country. It's their say. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. It's the whole with the whole religious police thing. It's very you got to really walk on eggshells over there.
But yeah, and they also said like you have to be very quiet. And then guess what happened? A whole bunch of Mexico fans came in playing the mariachi, and they loved it. They were like, what? You see people throwing up in the air, like they're having a good time. You know, but. That's one thing about our people. We're very passionate when it comes to sports.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, we are. I mean, hey, God love us. That's why we're so awesome.
I know, man. But it's kind of, man, what was the last time I brought someone from the Harbor area? I think it was Johnny D and Sophia, like Johnny D from Spanish Fly. But rarely to bring someone from the Harbor area, man, it's kind of more like, thank God, you know, it's like relieving. You get that from when you bring guests on or you get kind of more eerie, like, I don't know. He's not Harbor Area guy. He's not a Wilmington guy.
Yeah, kind of. I can definitely feel it because we have our own, I guess you could say, like a sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
whatever, because a lot of people tend to, like, are very touchy, especially when you go further up north, kind of by the 405,
by Carson?
Yeah. No, further. Further. Yeah, Carson's a whole different
by
spot.
By Torrance and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, once you start going into Torrance, yeah, forget it, dude. People are way too touchy. You got a lot of Karens in Torrance.
What about Lomita?
Oh, yeah. What I love about Lobina is drumming through it.
Lobima.
Yeah.
I used to go to a Christian school. You know when you go to PCH and you go on a Western, you know where the McDonald's is on your left.
Right, right.
You make a right, and it was like a school was called Pacifica Christian School in the Harbor City, like and all that.
Oh, right.
And I didn't know at the time that Wilmington had it was a rival to Harbor City.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't really get too deep into the whole gang culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really wasn't in it,
mm-hmm.
but. Yeah, I mean, from what I heard, you know, there was Harbor City with mm-hmm. Wilmington and was it? I think, I think it's not Dominguez Hills, is it?
Dominguez, probably. Yeah.
It just, yeah, they don't get along with Wilmington, and it's mm-hmm. just like, I mean, I get it.
To me, I just feel like it's Wilmington against the world.
Exactly.
Why? But the thing is, I noticed that people from Wilmington were like, we're hustlers.
Yes, we are.
Game on. We don't put up with shit.
Yes, we are. That's how it is. You got that mentality, dude. It's like everybody thinks of anybody from Wilmington is lower than everybody else. We're bottom of the barrel. So it's like you have mm-hmm. to work a little bit harder than everybody else.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's one of those put up or shut up kind of things.
Do you feel like this is you? Because I know you lived in Wilmington. I lived in Wilmington until maybe like I was 12, 13, you know. A lot of people think like Wilmington is not even a city because it doesn't have a police department, it doesn't have a mayor, it doesn't have a councilman or fire department. They get people from all around cities. So is Wilmington a city or not a city?
Technically, we're not a city.
It's LA County?
Yeah, well, yeah, because when they think of Wilmington, it's all LA County. Okay. That's why Wilmington has been trying to separate from LA since God knows when. But reality is, it's like, dude, we're Wilmington. We exist, okay? It's mm-hmm. on the map. But try explaining that one to Los Angeles because they're like, no, they're just, they're LA County. So, like, we're the very, very south part.
It'd be LA County. Even San Pedro has a mayor. Long Beach has a mayor. Carson has a mayor. Torrance has a mayor. How come we don't have our own image of a city as, hey, this is Wilmington City. We have all this? Because I feel in a way, a lot of people talk down about Wilmington, and there's a lot of development here, whatever. But any revenue that the Wilmington makes, it goes straight back to the LA County. So what do we see that at?
Yeah, well, we really don't. That's the sad part about it. So it's like we have to create our own thing. Mm-hmm. Where one, we want to separate Wilmington from LA County, mm-hmm. be its own city. I mean, we're putting up our own events. I mean, have you seen the art walks
yes,
now?
Yes, I love those.
Yeah, and plus not to
Avalon.
Mention. Yeah, Avalon, dude, they're blowing up.
Blowing up.
Do you remember how it was back in the 80s?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, did they have like any of those ghetto fucking carnivals? Like, fuck, if you break a leg or the shit falls down, like, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. And we still get them. Mm-hmm. We still have them. But the thing is, it's like, no, nobody ever thinks about Wilmington. It's always, okay, we're going to a spot, it's going to be San Pedro, or we're going to Long Beach.
Thank
but it's
you.
Like, dude,
I
really?
Hate that.
But you know what? Fuck it. I'll go on record and say that, you know what? They made one of the best films ever out of Wilmington, and that has to be Fight Club.
Shut up. I remember you talked about this.
Yeah, yeah.
What part of Fight Club in the movie?
All right, they built the house.
Okay.
They there's a scene in there where they had the liquor store when they got that one dude.
Okay.
When they supposedly save him. And at the very end was the bar where they started the fights. That was literally all that is now Waterfront Park.
Oh, where you go walking at.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. And if you listen to the commentaries, Edward Norton says something like, oh, yeah, when we filmed in Long Beach. No, motherfucker. It was Wilmington. Get it right, dude. It was fucking Wilmington. Back in the day before all that, it was very, very industrial.
Yeah.
So they took full advantage of that shit. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden they tore it down and it's like, oh, okay, well, whatever. But I mean, dude, that's a classic. And that was made in Wilmington. To this day, they're still filming in Wilmington, but they call it Long Beach.
Wasn't there a bar? I don't know if it was in the border of Long Beach or Wilmington. Remember the movie Blood and Blood Out?
Yes.
Okay, remember they threw the grenades and everyone ran out in that bar? Yeah. I think that was in Anaheim Street, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes,
Was it like right there under the bridge?
Yes.
I think I know where the trains are at, but it's not there no more.
Exactly.
I remember that.
Yeah, not too far away from what's now XS.
Yeah.
XS, yeah, the strip club.
Down. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not too far away from there.
There used to be a lot of strip clubs. Now there's only one.
No, now we have two.
I mean, I never been to one of those. It's like, get on, dude.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what?
Truck drivers wasting their fucking money.
No, but, well, I've heard different stories about
excess. Tell me.
Yeah, well, put it this way. It's gotten notorious from what I've heard. I mean, there was a point where I was working at one of my old jobs. Hell, even they were talking about excess all the way in Orange County. I'm like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Notorious. But, hey, whatever happens behind a closed curtain, stays there.
The only strip bars I've been to was like Fantasy Castle, some, I don't know, Bisa strip bar over there, and somewhere over in East Los. I don't even know. It closed down. And Anarchy, was it Anarchy? No. What was it? The Library.
Oh, the Library.
In Orange County.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Yeah, was that any good?
I don't know. Big chichis, big boobies. They smell like funny, like saliva.
Yeah.
They smell like fucking like hot Flaming Hot Cheetos. I don't know.
Hey, look, they got to pay off those student loans somehow, right?
I don't know. They're tweakers, man. What's up, Mega Man?
Damn, like that?
Now, I know one of them listens to the podcast. There's a guy. He has a podcast. I think it's called Anarchy Strippers Podcast or something. And he interviews strippers. But the only thing is, it's on YouTube. It's not on audio.
Wow.
But I was, there's one thing a lot of people don't know. Like, hey, Mega Man, why you follow me back here and there? There's a lot of bot pages. And I remember his page was like, I think it was like someone took his page or something.
Right.
And asking for money. It's like, oh, fuck that. I'm just going to unfollow it, you know?
Right.
Then he got his page. Like, oh, they say this is me, Mega Man. Like, hey, just want to let you know I got my page back. I was like, okay, I'll follow you. But this time, if you get your page fucked up again, like, I can't fuck with you no more.
Right, right.
Because you get your page stolen. There's so many bots and Russians and all that shit just taking people's pages. Yeah. So, yeah, but he interviews, like, strippers and shit. Has their crazy stories where they grew up. Why did you being a stripper? Just crazy stories. He was telling the story that the stripper, I guess in a way, like she was taking care of her boyfriend and her dad. And there was times like her dad was sleeping in the trunk and the boyfriend was sleeping in the back seat while she's fucking dancing.
Wow.
I was like, and she looked okay, but I was like, dad, you got to do what you got to do. But a lot of those women, they just want to hustle just to go to school to be a doctor and this, whatever. But I think in a way, if you're a stripper, your livelihood's already tainted because we already know who you are on social media now.
That's true. But at the same time, it's like if you see a way how to make money that way and you're attractive,
get your money.
Shit, why not? Take advantage.
Get your money.
Shit, if I was 200 pounds lighter and I was fucking built like fucking Schwarzenegger back in 78.
Chippendales, dog.
Oh, yeah, I'd be in fucking Chippendales. Shit. Stop by Party City, pick up a couple fucking bow ties.
What's that party you get all the Kennys right there on freaking Anaheim and Avalon?
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
That's a big-ass place.
Yeah. Yeah, that little Party City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I felt bad. One of the last times I ended up going in there, I was talking to one of the girls. Mm-hmm. I think she ended up getting cancer or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. I mean, my prayers go out to them, but it's like,
yeah.
You know what? That's another thing about Wilmington. It's like, because it's a small community, everybody in a way gets to know each other.
Yes.
And it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing.
Yeah. I was doing some homework. Do you know there's only 4 podcasters in Long Beach? I mean, not Long Beach, but Wilmington.
I did not know that.
You, me, Let Me Know Pod. He's the OG. And Tony A.
Oh, right on.
There's only 4 podcasters. There used to be a podcaster in San Pedro, but I don't think she does it no more. It's like San Pedro Fish. I don't know what it's called, but she was a good podcast and she just didn't want to do it no more.
That's it.
Yeah, but there's only 4 in Wilmington.
Wow, that's crazy.
And the thing is, we're all getting our name out there in Wilmington.
Like, hell yeah.
We're putting Wilmington on the map.
Hell yeah. Wilmington has to go on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody listening to this, you too can be a podcaster. Yeah. You too can be on Mega Man's episode, just like me.
Yeah, well, it took us a while because I know it was the right time, but for podcasters, you know, do you get a lot of people that's like, hey, I want to start a podcast. What do you recommend?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of my cousins, he wanted to do a podcast and mm-hmm. he was just telling me, he was like, oh yeah, but I don't think I can do it because I'm not very well spoken or I don't have that big of a vocabulary. Yeah. I'm like, who cares? I'm like, dude, just download an app, just record yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
dude,
it.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
And guess what? Just record yourself a couple times. Next thing you know, you put it up, you start getting followers, it'll create something.
You know what I stopped doing is stop giving a lot of people advices if they're going to be a podcaster, because what I notice, if you give a lot of people information, they get very overwhelmed and they don't want to do a podcast. So just give them a little tidbits like, here, this is what you do and all. The first thing I would tell them, like, if you want to be a podcaster, are you going to be a full-time, season, or part-time or whatever? It just really depends, because if you have a tight schedule with your job and your family, do it part-time, maybe put out 2 episodes a month. You want to be a season, put out 25 or 20 episodes like a year. But if you're going to be a full-time, like put out 2 episodes a week, that's going to be very to the point. It's like, man, it's going to be hard to stay original, to keep the conversation good still.
See, that's a thing. I can see that right there, because mm-hmm. mentally, yes. I see that as like work mentality.
Yes.
Okay. And I've worked in warehouse before. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you have to wear a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
And automatically, just the way you put it right there, automatically you scared them, because guess what? They don't want to do the work. How about this? Next time you want to be a podcaster, why don't you sit in on an episode? See Ooh. How we do it. That's it.
Mm.
Watch. Mm-hmm. Just sit quiet and watch.
Because the thing is, like, oh, maybe podcaster, but they don't know how to observe, watch, and listen. There's no over talking. There's no this. Keep the conversation. There's no dead air. There's a lot. And even before, we like, hey, this is the conversation. So you, and also, you just can't invite anyone on, because you don't know if that person be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be in your podcast. You have a million, but you don't know how to fucking talk.
That's true.
You know, it has to be like the right, like, type of a person to bring on, like, your show, who has the image, he or she, the talk, everything, and you could build a relationship, because they just do it for clout. They don't give a fuck about us. They just want to come on just to be known. But how are you going to make that episode really good when you have guests that come on your show? It has to be the right person, you know? So that's what I feel like when I was a guest on your show, the chemistry, like me, you, and Danny did, we had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I like to think of it as just a hangout, because whenever you're hanging out with your homies or whatever, you're just chilling, you know, you get that funny one every now and again, they'll start cracking jokes. Next thing you know, guess what? All the walls, they're kind of brought down, you know, everybody, you know, they pull that stick out of their ass. You know what I mean? You start to laugh, start to clown. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, it just flows for some reason.
Yeah.
I like to have that kind of mentality when doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I want my guests to feel comfortable. That's how I want Danny to feel comfortable, because guess what? That's when the magic happens, so to speak.
Did you ever want to bring someone like, dude, I want to bring someone like, we could talk about some movies, like someone like, you're just, man, I would love to have that person as a guest on my show.
Dude, legit. I mean, I have a list of names that I'd love to get, but I'm talking about like B actors. Like
Popeye.
Exactly. Oh my God, Popeye, if you're listening to this, sir, you know, you're always welcome to come down to Movies on Weed. And you know, we're going to ask you to do that line right now. So just a heads up, okay?
To get that black.
Exactly, little Bo Peep.
Oh my God. I can't wait for me to be a guest on your show so we can do that freaking, was it 4 or 5 hour podcast with fucking Blood and Blood Out?
Dude, Blood and Blood Out, man. I mean, one, it's a classic film. Me personally, I like that one a lot better than American Me, which.
The trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Wait, what do you mean the trilogy?
Well, it was a big script, so they broke it into 3 parts. There's Boulevard Nights, there's American Me, and there's Blood and Blood Out.
But what about The Wanderers?
The Wanderers.
The Wanderers. That's an old school movie up there too.
Does it relate with American Me with the peg leg? That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing because it all kind of like. Talked about the Mexican mafia, where I think it was 9 or 13 people got killed because there were some things that they shouldn't put that in the movie. So that's why it was a trilogy, like you know, it's a saga. It's like a saga movie. So that's right. You take this half, you take this half, you take this half. But it's owned by Disney. Even American Me is owned by Disney.
American Me? I could have swore that was Universal.
It's a trilogy. It's all owned by Disney. It's like, damn.
See, okay, now, what I had heard, now, okay, allegedly, people, okay, I'm just, from what a rumor.
Where's Santos at? Where's my fact checker?
Yeah, exactly. Fact checker.
Fact checker.
Facts with a Z. Listen, what I had originally thought was that when American Me came out, when all the hoopla, what happened with that,
mm-hmm.
apparently from what I had heard was that they made Blood In, Blood Out to kind of calm them down, because American Me did, quote unquote, they showed a lot.
It was hardcore.
Yeah, they showed a lot of stuff that they weren't supposed to. So just to kind of ease that tension and calm people down, they did Blood In, Blood Out. And that was, well, first off, you know what? Anytime you got a guy getting raped, it's like, no, dude, that's.
And it didn't happen like that.
Yeah,
exactly. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know how it is. You know, you have to add dramatic stuff to just a film. I mean, it can't be all facts. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless it's that entertaining, but usually they're not.
Can I say this? And I think I talked about this with Norbit from Boarding Radio. I noticed that a lot of podcasters are glorifying these prison politics and podcasts and all, which I do agree with, because those are things that shouldn't be talked about on podcasts.
Exactly.
Because people can get killed for
that. Exactly. And I mean, it's like, you know what, when someone goes to prison and they come out, it's kind of like the war. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ask a soldier that goes into the war, dude,
you don't talk to him about what he saw.
Yeah, you can ask him, say, hey, what happened, how'd everything go over there, dude? They don't want to talk to you about that. It's just one of those unspoken things. So it's like, okay, you went to prison, did your time, you came out, you're a new man. Let's leave it at that.
I'll tell you off air, but I have a person. He's an American soldier who just fighting. He just got done fighting at Ukraine. And wow. He was there for like 9 or 10 months. And the stuff that he talks about is like, bro, you want to see fucking killing? Like hand-to-hand combat? Like I'm telling you, like a lot of people don't know. When you see a lot of that, oh yeah, we talk shit about the Ukraine and all. But when you're in the fucking front lines, and you're going against some of those special forces with those Spetsna, like those, they'll fucking kill you. Like, and they say, you know, the most craziest thing, the most like PTSD is the drones that you don't hear them, and they're in the night and they see you and they have like night vision and they drop in little bombs. Boom. You cannot go to sleep for 24 hours knowing the fact like there might be a bomb that's going to drop on you. That's crazy.
Dude, that's scary. That is that
the
is
drones
scary.
Are crazy.
Yeah,
I would be scared. Like, oh, I saw a drone, be like, oh shit, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, especially, I mean, I've seen a few, especially in my neighborhood. I'll be in the backyard just chilling out there, and all of a sudden you just hear that little buzz, and it's just like you look around. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've even seen people. I guess they kind of painted out the little light, so you really don't see anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just, dude, that fucks with you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I can't imagine someone from the war knowing that, dealing with that for, what, 9 months? Then all of a sudden you come back home.
Like nothing.
Back to malls.
He wants to go back again. He wants to go back again.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I go back. But he was only there just to visit his family.
Yeah.
He's going to be here. He's going to go back. He says, we're going to win the war by next year of spring. They're going to Crimea. They're in the offensive.
Wow.
But I feel like this is going to start World War III.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All that money and Trump and, oh, I was going to tell you too, switching gears before, I saw a YouTube of a guy who had a drone. And he was, thinking like, I think my wife's cheating on me. So when he's like, oh, I'm leaving to work and whatever, he had a drone. And that drone followed her to a certain street in the city and to go see her other booty call and shit like that.
Dude, I fucking saw that.
You saw that? Oh my God.
Dude, yeah, it's like at a Walmart or something. Yeah.
That fucking bitch. Yeah. Fuck you.
Oh man, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, you can't get away with shit like that.
It was
that
a white guy, and I think it was the white girl was cheating on him with the black guy. It's like, fuck, he has a bigger dick than me.
Damn. Well, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, it's just, oh man, it's sad. Look, if you have to get your own drone to follow your wife, I mean, to see if she's cheating on you, really? Really? But you know what?
For court.
Okay,
yeah.
For court, but also at the same time, dude, you kind of want to put that on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, dude, it's like she could say whatever she wants, dude, but yeah, once so that video's what? Up on YouTube, forget it.
Yeah.
Her rep is gone.
You know, I always want to hear like, you know, like the, what was that show? Was it Cheaters? Like, why did you do it for? Like, I wasn't happy with them or this, whatever. You know, I was like, fuck. But I guess in a way now we're living a day of age where like the people these days, they don't want a relationship. They just want to hook up and that's it. No one wants a relationship no more.
Yeah. Yeah. Quarantine tested a lot of people.
Yeah.
Dude, when you're stuck with that significant other, Because, I mean, I get it. You know, you go to work. I mean, you come home.
You have your routine. Your wife.
Yeah, you have your routine. But guess what? For like 8 or 9 hours, you're away from everybody. You're away from your kids. You're away from your wife. And you're out working, BSing, doing whatever. But once quarantine happened, everybody got forced to stay with each other. Dude, it's like, dude, can you be around your significant other for about 24 hours?
Oh, man, it's a make or break. It was a make or break. I was like, I saw suicide rate, divorce rate, infidelity, like drinking. Oh, people are drinking, like going drunk. Like, whoa. They show like a picture. This guy had a whole bunch of bottles and beers, like a whole bunch. This was only 1 week. Like, what? How much did you spend on money on that? It was crazy.
Was that my post?
I don't know, but
yeah, but you know what? Yeah, definitely shit like that happened. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. It was sad, but what I loved about it was that it reinvigorated the whole hustle mentality. Because correct. Guess what?
When businesses.
Exactly. When you can't work suddenly, mm-hmm. you go back to your old school mentality. Yeah. You're like, shit, what can I make that'll people buy?
Yeah.
And it's like
people make podcasts, people make business, whatever. Yeah.
Dude, do you have any idea how many taco spots opened up?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly everybody knows how to make tacos.
Yeah, we had when a lot of those small businesses lost their jobs, you know, like how what am I going to do? How am I going to be on the come up? Like that was a time. I see it as that. That was good. But for me, when the lockdowns happened, I saw it to me as a reset button.
Yeah.
What was I doing wrong in my life? Because this will only happen once in our life. Okay, this is what I'm doing wrong in my life. I'm going to check myself, check my ego, and I'm going to change a lot of things so I can stop this cycle and start a new cycle and start a new chapter.
Yeah.
That's what I see it as.
Dude, that's a great way of looking at it, and you're right.
Did you ever, like, check yourself, like, what am I doing wrong? You know, I don't want to bring this up, but, like, a lot of stuff happened. I know with your son, you know, he passed away.
Yeah, it was hard. No, yeah, it was definitely hard. It was definitely life-changing in a way of looking at it. And I mean, today, I guess I could talk about it now because it's like, you know, today is considered a good day because of being a parent, dealing with grief. I ended up getting into therapy early on.
That's good.
Yeah. And it was just one of those things. It's as hard as it is. It's like, dude, as much as I would have loved to climb into a bottle and stay there, I couldn't because I have two other kids. So I was just like, you know what? Just we go and once a week talk to other parents that have lost kids. And it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking, but at the same time, it united you to know that, hey, guess what? You're not alone. And one of the saddest parts about that, we lost a lot of friends.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
We did in those COVID times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, what tripped me out even more? With grief, once your kid passes, those best friends that you had, they aren't there anymore.
I know.
They'll hug you.
I've been there.
Yeah. Next thing you know, hey, dude, they're gone. They're gone. So it's like, you know what? It's I guess you could say a blessing in disguise because it's like you know who's really there for you.
Exactly.
And it's like sometimes all you do need is just a little shout out. Be like, hey, dude, you all right?
Yeah.
How's everything? Just to check in on you. Because, I mean, dude, this mentally, dude, I had to keep doing this podcast because this was the only way to keep my sanity.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just, to be honest, I'm really glad that you're still doing the podcast because I know there is a lot of people who quit the podcast over a lot of things, you know, personal lives. A grief, you know. I just got done hearing Ranting with Ramos. He just did a podcast. It took him. It was almost like he took a month off because I know his wife passed away. But shout outs to him that he came back. A lot of people don't, but you know, I think with you, it was good that you still did the podcast. Because with me, I do the podcast. Even though we have our ups and downs, we talk some stuff behind the scenes and all that. I'm still staying positive.
Yeah.
You know, this is to me, this conquers my depression. This conquers my anxiety and having suicidal thoughts and everything. This is what I needed. This is my stress relief.
Exactly.
And when I told you when I did your podcast, you know, I was kind of like, when I reached out to you, it's like, hey, if you need a guest, let me know, because I for some kind of reason, I know I did a lot of podcasts and we talked about this. I feel way more comfortable having a podcast doing it with you, because we just, maybe because we live in the same city, we're from Wilmington, and we just connect on a lot of things, and you rarely find that from other podcasters, you know, if you're going to click or not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Which was another benefit about being a podcaster. And mm-hmm. You know what? Shout out to Jose Ramos, dude. Hey, guess what? My heart, prayers go out to you and your family, bro. I mean, I can't imagine what you're going through.
Yeah.
But I actually found a lot more camaraderie with other podcasters than I did with actual friends and family.
That's same as well.
So it's like, dude, it's sad, but it's true. It's true. It's like, dude, it goes to show, hey, who's really there for you?
You know, we could have our family or friends or certain people be there, but, you know, the ones who are really there are those listeners, those strangers that you don't know, but they support you, they fuck with you, listen to your podcast, and those are the ones who are going to be there for you from good times, bad times, and ugly times, and they still hear your episode.
Yeah.
When they tell you and they give you a DM, man, Leo, you put out a good episode, even though it was for 10 or 30 or an hour, man, you just made my day. There's a lot of people, like, I don't know if you know or Viva knows too, there's a lot of people that depend on us. You know, we put out a good episode, music and all that, because we're, the stuff that we put out for podcast, music, or any other, we're helping them get through their day so they can live another day.
Exactly.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Viva. Thank you, this, whatever. The people depend on us. Oh, when's your next episode? Oh, what are you doing here? They love, man. You get nothing but love.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you're going to have some bad apples here or haters. Who gives a care? But, like, I just care about the ones we, you know, who need help.
Yeah.
Mental awareness is an everyday struggle for a lot of people.
Dude, look at what happened yesterday. I mean, dude, we lost a Power Ranger. The sad Green man. Ranger.
He committed suicide.
To suicide, man. You know what? Dude, it tripped me out, man.
I used to watch him, dude.
Yeah, so did I. I used to watch it when I'd come home, start doing my homework.
That show came out like in the early 90s, right?
Yeah, early 90s. Early 90s, dude. I was what, in middle school. Mm-hmm. Dude, I would come home, do my homework, but I'd have it playing in the background. It was so silly, but I was like, screw it. But I mean, it was a badass character.
I just can't believe, why would a person commit suicide? It has to be for a reason why.
You know what? The thing is, it's like, you really never know what someone is going through.
Did he leave a letter? Did he leave a note or something?
You know what? If he did, we still don't know. But to be honest, we don't know what kind of demons he was going through.
Yeah, man.
And it's sad. It's sad. He got a lot of love. A lot of people were reaching out. I noticed a lot of
posts. I didn't know he was a martial art instructor.
Yeah. Yeah, he ended up training, and I think he actually...
UFC fighters, he was like in the corner man.
Yeah, and not to mention, I believe he even tried to get into the whole MMA thing. He tried fighting too. And yeah, I think he decided, you know what, kind of been there, done that. Now he wanted to go back into acting. Mm-hmm. And I guess they were going to do like another kind of Power Ranger thing, something like a White Dragon or something like that. Supposedly, mm-hmm. It's almost done in production, but... You know what? He's gone, dude. It's like
that was a trip you told me about the Asian girl. She lived in Wilmington, or she went to Banning.
She went to Banning. From what I heard, dude, I tripped out on that.
No,
the original Yellow Ranger, the Asian girl, dude. She went to Banning and she died in a car accident.
Damn, she was hot. My eyes.
Okay.
You know, you like the pink one.
the pink one. Yeah, she was cute.
Okay, if you had a pick. From the 90s, like the girls, I know you had, I like that nerd girl, Tracy, was it before she got into drunk driving, Growing Pains, the sister.
All right, that one.
I like her. Topanga.
Oh, Topanga was Small cute.
Yeah. Winnie, of course.
Yeah, Boy Meets World. Yeah, Winnie.
Winnie.
All right, you know what? Let's stop you on that one. When it comes to Wonder Years, Winnie, of course, everybody loved Winnie.
Yeah.
I had a thing for Becky, though.
Becky
was the crazy one. And in real life,
the hippie girl.
No, she was the one that would, she was a blonde, and she was the one that would, like, for some reason would fight with Fred Savage.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Dude, in real life, those two were sisters, mm-hmm. Becky and Winnie. Mm-hmm. Dude, I was a fan of Becky. I don't know. There was something about that, you know, that whole crazy bitch mentality.
Oh, that crazy bitch I love was a turn. I got my dick hard. Sorry for my language. Brenda from 90210.
Yeah. Oh, Brenda. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
She was hot.
Yeah, I got a thing for brunettes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just.
I didn't even know that was her brother, the guy who played Rudy.
Rudy?
Yeah, Brenda from her brother is Sean Austin.
No.
Yes. Oh, wow. They changed. You know how like Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen, like, you know, the same name?
Right.
That's how they did, so they can get more bigger in the movie and the TV scene. So they kind of changed their last names and shit.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you look it up, Brenda from 90210 is brothers with Sean Austin.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to look into that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Hey, fact checks. Where are you at?
Fact checks. See, we need Santos over here.
Yeah, Santos. You got to come down here. Oh, man. That's funny.
So. You lived in Wilmington mostly like all your life, huh?
Yeah, I lived in Wilmington pretty much till I turned 21. Then eventually, just like everybody in Wilmington, we end up moving to San Pedro for a while.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, just because you're over there doesn't mean they want you there.
That is true.
Yeah.
Just, they don't want you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Very clicky, those longshoremen.
Yeah, very clicky. No, even more the Croatians. It was a Croatian.
I heard. Yeah, there's a lot of Croatians over there.
Yeah, and dude, they did not like us over there, so it was like, fuck this, dude. I'm coming back to Wilmington.
Wait, did you? What do you mean? Like, you go to certain areas in San Pedro?
Dude, all right. The catch was that my uncle, he used to own property up there.
Correct. Okay.
So I ended up getting one of the apartments
in the hills. Like, you go into the top. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I was up with the little hills. Two white balls. Way up on top of San Pedro?
Not that high up. Okay. Not that, but halfway up there.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the trippy thing about it was there used to be like a store down the street, a McGowan's.
Okay.
Okay. Mind you, like a little mom and pa, like grocery spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I was literally within walking distance, right? Dude, I would get so many fucking dirty looks. All of a sudden, this fool's just walking down the street, just going to the store. I'm like, bitch, I'm just trying to buy some milk.
And all the Croatians lived over there, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, they love to remind you, hey, how you don't belong. So I was like, you wow. know what? Yeah, after a while, I was just like, dude.
Go back down to Western Avenue.
Exactly. Dude, and that's what it was. I just went back to Wilmington, and I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah. I like the area where you're at because it's nice. It's like, you know, when you go to your street, they have, like, you go around circles. Like, they made it so... I think they did that for a lot of drunk drivers and shit because there's no stop signs here. It's not that much.
Well, I hate to
burst my bubble.
Yeah, I hate to break that bubble, dude. But yeah, that really doesn't stop shit, man. they're still flying down there.
Imagine being a drunk driver and just go right through it. Vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom. Oh, they have. They have. Fuck. They have. If you go through it, you'll see a couple of them missing. I mean, shit, I don't know how many stop signs I've already seen just knocked over.
Correct. I've seen so many car accidents right behind fucking Food for Less.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they just take off.
Dude, and I used to live right there too. So I was just like, oh, whatever. Fuck it. They don't care.
Damn.
That's why, dude, cops don't give a shit about Wilmington. They don't. As a matter of fact, okay, you want to start jumping into conspiracies?
Let's do it for Wilmington.
All right. Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, all thank right. you, God.
All right. See if you remember this name. Anthony Dorner.
Why does that sound so familiar?
He should. And he was the guy that went rogue. That went on a shooting spree, killing a bunch of cops, going after cops. He ended up in Big Bear.
That black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, he ended up working in San Pedro at Harbor Division.
Shut up. I thought it was in L.A. No. But no, I didn't think it was going to be right there. I thought it was going to be like downtown L.A.
No. Wow. Well, technically, yeah. L.A. County, like I said.
But what was his motive for killing all those cops? Something had to do with that corruption. Okay.
All right. One of the things that was out was... The manifesto, his manifesto.
Gotcha.
He had uploaded it, and I guess before it got taken down, I don't know, maybe some spots still exist that mm-hmm. have it, but we ended up downloading it, and we read it, you know, every now and again, you know, just out of curiosity, man. Just, I want to see what this guy was about. I mean, I went to college. I studied, criminal psychology. So yeah, I was just like, yeah, the whole serial killer thing. So I was just like, all right, I got to read this. So, yeah, one of the things he pointed out was that he worked in Harbor Division. And he noticed, like, a lot of shady things happening. Now, apparently what had happened was one of the partners that he was with, which was a female officer, they ended up arresting a gentleman that was mentally disabled. And what he complained about was that she had kicked him while he was handcuffed.
I heard, okay, yeah, now it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he had pointed that out. He was like, dude, the guy's clearly not in the right state of mind. Mm-hmm. And suddenly a cop decides he wants to start kicking,
It was a guy and a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So next thing you know, he goes to report her and it just backfired on him. They were just like, no, you just, that's not gonna fly. They ended up taking her side and he ended up losing that battle.
So he lost his job.
Yeah, he ended up losing it. It was either that or he got transferred. But I just remember that it was one of those incidents that happened in the harbor area. And I hate to say it, dude, it's happened. It's happened a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's on a hush-hush.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, dude, cops don't give a shit about Wilmington. They don't. So it's like, dude, you got to do what you got
to
do.
So in a way, if a person wants to be a cop, you know, to protect and serve, you think in a way, like, they're going to come in there saying, like, I'm going to be a good cop. But when he sees, like, I'm good.
Dude, the downside is when they come to Harbor Division, and this is my own personal opinion, it's the guys straight out of the academy that decide suddenly they want to be a hero. I'm going to make a name for myself. And of all places, I'm going to start in Wilmington. Go figure.
Make a difference.
Yeah,
you make a difference. You're going to make a difference.
Yeah, then they wonder why Wilmington hates cops.
Yeah.
Dude.
Remember back in the day when a lot of cops used to come to Wilmington when they used to promote that thing called DARE, the DARE program?
Yes.
And they come in and bring you baseball cards and, you know, and all that. It was good for, and also they have like after school for boxing in here and all that for the kids for after school. They don't have none of that no more.
Yeah.
No DARE.
Yeah. Yeah. They got rid of it.
Fight crime McGruff. Remember that?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
If you can fight crime, call McGruff.
DARE. Yeah. To keep kids off drugs. Yeah. I mean, obviously it didn't work on me.
Reagan, Clinton.
Right. Exactly. But dude,
Arkansas.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, it was funny how you mentioned that whole DARE program, because yeah. It's like, dude, to this day I still remember that
Ronald
officer
Reagan.
Dude, I remember yes. The officer that came into our classroom telling us about the DARE program.
Yeah.
Officer Risica. Shout out to Officer Risica.
Officer Risica.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because he was cool. Okay. He, you know, he wanted to talk to the kids, let everybody know, hey, you know what, you want to give that image of a positive cop. And yeah, dude, I had a bunch of those cards too. Anytime you saw a cop, what did you think of? Hey, you got any baseball cards? That's how it was mentally back in the day.
A cop gave us, me and my dad, two tickets to go watch the Lakers one time.
That's
awesome. I was like, what the fuck? Like, if you had any arms, that like, you could turn it in and you get, like, gift cards, tickets to a football game, this. I was like, wow, this is bad. But I feel like when cops come, give you, like, hey, if you know anything, here's your card. Like, you're trying to get us to get killed to be snitches?
Yeah.
Like, Wilmington, a lot of people don't know Wilmington was bad back then, because I know where you're at. You're on the east side of Wilmington, west side. I'm sorry, take that back. But for me, I was over there by Ghost Town, so there's always certain areas you can't go around Wilmington because there's a lot of gangs in those times.
Yeah.
I remember a story when I had Tony the Wizard from Morning Radio. He told me a story where, at the time, the Wilmington, the Harbor area, the Wilmington gangsters, they were really poor. They couldn't afford guns. So if you wanted to kill someone, if the person you want to get killed, some of the gangsters will lay that guy down, hold him. And if anyone had a hydraulic car, when the thing lifted up, we'll smash and smash his fucking head.
Damn.
Kill him instantly.
Dude,
like, if you didn't have guns, well, we have hydraulic cars, we'll just have that thing and just smash him, crack his fucking head.
So you're telling me you got the money to fix up a car, but you don't got the money to get a burner.
That's correct. You know, but also at the times, a lot of people don't know about the conspiracies. You know about Freeway Ricky. You know he was over there in Wilmington collecting his money for the CIA, for the contraband, for Nicaragua, the drugs.
I've heard of that, allegedly, but you know what?
Right there on PCH and Blinn, baby.
Okay, see? There was a reason Ghost Town was known back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, well, okay.
You know the story about that, the name Ghost Town.
If I'm not mistaken, yes, something about that, they would turn off the electricity, and next thing you know, the only way you could see them was through their eyes.
Correct.
But
it was a little racy because it was mostly a lot of black people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They did that for a reason.
Yeah.
A lot of Samoans, a lot of blacks, a lot of just, it was really bad. And the people are like, oh, why are you telling this? Hey, Martin Moreno talked about it. He's from Wilmington. He's like, man, when you used to go pick up drugs, it was like freaking like In-N-Out. It's long lines.
Yeah.
I mean, you see Freeway Ricky collecting his money. You know, when you watch that movie, Kill the Messenger.
Yeah, you had told me that the last time.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, with Jeremy Renner.
That to me was something where it's like, when I heard a story about it, but when he was focusing, saying like South Central, but it was mostly for the Harbor area because of the CIA. But when you kind of think about the drugs, where were they getting pushed to? It was getting pushed to all the way from Arkansas. And who was the governor of Arkansas? Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Fuck. Goes back to Clinton. Always Clinton.
So in a way, it's like when you have a fentanyl problem, who are we to blame? The government? Or the pharmaceutical company?
Damn. That's a good question there, Mega Man.
I'm telling you, man. It's just like you think of one or people are dying left and right.
Yeah.
When I was telling you, like, my son had a stroke, I thought he took a fentanyl. Because they don't... There's one thing when you talk about conspiracies, Long Beach and the Unified District are hiding a lot of stuff that they don't want you to know about. People passing away, kids overdosing on fentanyl from elementary, junior high, and high school, and they keep it on the hush.
Yeah, I believe that. And dude, especially in Wilmington, speaking of secrets, well, I mean, it isn't a secret anymore, no. But I mean, dude, when they had the whole molestations, okay, there was a priest in Wilmington at St. Peter and Paul, went by the name of Father Tamayo. A lot of people are going to be...
Wow, yeah. Why does that name sound so familiar?
Why? Because he ended up getting caught, got in trouble for it, but instead of getting busted, like nowadays they do, guess what? Archdiocese decided to close a book on that and send him to a different parish. Now, where he's at, I don't know.
Did you ever hear the story? I have to find out this name, who this person was. In the 80s and the early 90s, probably in the late 70s, there was a person who was in Wilmington killing, molesting kids, killing them, and also killing hookers, dumping their bodies on top of the bridge right before you hit the Banny Park and dumping their bodies in the ports.
Damn.
Yeah. Kidnapping, you know, and just dead bodies are around. And no one knows. He got away with it.
See, that was, I guess you could say that was the Harbor Area Zodiac, right? So to speak. I mean, without the letters.
That you're right.
That sucks, but I believe it.
There's a lot of crazy things in that Wilmington a lot of crazy stuff that I heard that I'll tell you off air, like what happened at that Wilmington Park. Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Wait, which one though? The one by my house or the one Banning?
Banning Park. The Banning Park, the Banning Mansion.
Oh yeah. Dude, Banning Park has always popped off over there.
Oh, but yeah.
It's like it happens, dude. Every park, especially in Wilmington, something's gonna go down.
Remember back in the day where they closed them? They don't have them no more. But like, if you go, like, you ever got your haircut at John's Barbershop?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Okay, you know that Chinese place right there, that restaurant right in that plaza?
Yes.
Okay, on the side of that street, they used to be like stairs that takes you under the street back in the day.
Yes, yes.
They call that the death tunnel because a lot of gangsters will get killed or whatever, rape or this, whatever. There was a lot of crazy stuff that happened under some of those street bridges.
Dude, there was a tunnel under by Banning Park right there off of PCH. Mm-hmm. What's now, I think, Taco Loco?
Okay, yeah. I remember that to go to school, yeah.
Yeah, there was a tunnel down. Ooh, there too.
Creepy. To go to school, yeah, but it's creepy.
Yeah, yeah, but it's, you know what? Dude, one way or another, shit's going to pop off. I mean, shit, even when I went to Banning, one of the things that I remember was...
We're here.
Okay. Damn, just, you want to know how old I am, huh? All right, in, I want to say 97.
Oh, fuck, you old fart, dude.
Yeah, you old fart.
99 over here.
Back in the day. Yeah, 97, I think some guy ended up getting shot out in the street on PCH, and instead of calling the ambulance or whatever, actually came on campus to the school nurse.
So they could pay for it.
Exactly. Have them treat it. I mean, shit, the school nurse ain't doing shit anyways.
Fuck that.
Fuck it. Put her to work. Hey, pop out this bullet real quick.
Man, crazy times, man. People get fights or shooting, and it's all around fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, it all. You know what? McDonald's. See, that's a problem of shit. Starbucks can't even stay in Wilmington. Dude, we just got rid of 7-Eleven. They don't want to fuck with Wilmington.
No.
It's like, dude, we got Dunkin' Donuts, and that's it.
No Starbucks.
That's it. No Starbucks.
Damn. And you know, I hate that street right there where the Dunkin' Donuts is. Like, fuck this traffic, dude. It's like, fuck this.
Oh yeah,
I hate, I have to go all the way around. If you're going down Anaheim, I'll go to PCH, whatever. But man, Dunkin' Donuts is like a whole bunch of cars. It's like, nah, I'm good, dude.
Yeah, that's true. That's why you gotta hit up down the street. Go hit up Boston Cream.
Okay.
Boston Cream. Shout out to Boston Cream.
Boston Cream. Okay. Now that I have you here, right now we're gonna talk about some of these food. You know, there's a lot of stories and urban legends of who makes the best burritos. You know, you got the Maya. You know, you got Isaac Burritos. You got Mendoya's, and there's other places. The one you gave me, that good burrito. What was that one you gave me on Sunday?
That was Rick's.
Okay. You know where? If you go on L Street. And there used to be a bodega, but closed down, where they have the arts with the two guys, gangsters, or blindfolded with the bandana with the knives.
Yeah, with the mural.
Okay, that used to be a little liquor bodega, liquor store, and they said they made the best burritos of all of the harbor area.
That
back
okay.
in the 90s.
All right. Well, I'm trying. I'm still. I remember you told me that, and I'm still trying to have my Santos moment because I need someone to fact check that one because I believe it. But it's like, dude, they have to exist somewhere.
They have to.
It has to.
They retired. They live in there now.
Yeah, but dude, that recipe can't die though. It went somewhere. But the thing is, where though? It's got to come back to the harbor. Because it's like, dude, I remember you telling me that. And I'm just like, damn, the epic burrito.
Urban legend.
The urban legend. Yeah. But hey, you know what? If anything, it's going to be like the ghost from fucking Drum Barracks, dude. It's like, dude, you're either going to know about it or you don't.
Was there any places in Long in like in not well, Long Beach like freaking in Wilmington that were like, well, this is a good spot, because you know we try Foster Freeze or Red West Pizza.
Well, all right, when it comes to pizza in Wilmington, it always has to go to Red West. Always, it's a staple there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean a lot of people will kind of question it and they'll talk about Pronto's Pizza. It's now something else. But Domino's and shit like that. But no, it's always been Red West. Hey, you go to celebrate for anything, go to Red West Pizza. Always. It's a staple in Wilmington.
You know what I miss? I wish they have it, but now it's a Winchell's now. Man, back in the day, there used to be a Pioneer's Chicken.
Yes, I remember that.
I miss those. There's only two. Viva, is there a Pioneer's Chicken in Boyle Heights? Okay, there's one. There's another one, I think it's in Downey or Cudahy. So one of those two. But I know there's two left. There's a guy did Ellie in the Minute,
okay,
and he talked about the Pioneer's Chicken. You knew who bought out all the Pioneer's Chickens?
Oh.
Popeye's Chickens.
Popeye's. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, but it's because they're trying to franchise to have a competition with Kentucky Fried Chicken. So they made a franchise. It just didn't last long.
Against the 11 Herbs and Spices?
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, I miss Pioneer's Chicken.
Hell yeah.
Dude, if that sign, that wagon...
It's iconic, man. And plus, not to mention, do you remember the little box it would come in?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude, fucking, it's fried chicken, Pioneer chicken.
That's what it was. That's ghetto chicken.
Yeah, dude, hey, but you know what? It was our ghetto chicken. It was our chicken.
We would go eat there. We would eat there. Then after, like, you want dessert? So, yeah, let's go to Foster Freeze.
Yeah, there's that.
And little Korea's. Hurry up and buy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they would get mad. They would get mad. You see they relocated now?
I didn't like that, man. It's right across from Banny.
Yeah.
Where's the parky dad?
Yeah, that's true. That's the one thing I do miss. That old location, it had plenty of parking.
Yes.
Plenty of parking. Mm-hmm. But dude, nowadays, what is it? A bunch of squatters are living there?
No, they just park trucks there. Like trucks. That's it. They just park trucks there.
Damn.
Yeah, but I was like, fuck, man. It's like, I just hate to see a lot of things are not there, like in our childhood. But what is the direction for Wilmington is going? Is it going to be gentrified? Because I heard they're going to have a brewery.
I've also heard that.
Yeah, there's a brewery right there in the end of Avalon where all the tweakers and all that shit right there. And that all those commercial buildings. Because I remember back in the day, that used to be a lot of the Starfish Tunas.
Yeah.
Like the canneries and all that stuff.
All the canneries. I think we're just down to what? Maybe one. And I think they opened up another one on the east side, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's like so many stuff. I don't know what they're doing. There's so much busy stuff here in Wilmington. I hope they have like maybe first Friday of the month, which they only do it like a couple months, but they should do something because there's a lot of people who are like, well, they want to go out. They want to do this. Like, hey, let's do something first Friday of the month in Wilmington or whatever. Or even have a little indie little theater or something.
Dude, they used to have a theater on right there off of Avalon.
I think know.
It was, yeah, yeah, $1 million.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken,
I thought it was two theaters.
That's
a new back one. In the day, there used to be a theater in San Pedro at the drive-in theater.
Oh yeah, yeah, you were telling me that.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, that's San Pedro, not Wilmington.
Oh, sorry, we're keeping it Wilmington.
No, keeping it Wilmington. Yeah, but yeah, I remember there was a theater there. If I'm not mistaken, one of my homies across the street, he has a place called Toys Versus Games.
Does he sell like nothing but video games? Yeah, on Avalon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, cool, you
know,
dude.
I remember, shout outs to Angel from Let Me Know Pod. I think he had him, but there was a girl, she has a clothing like boutique over there in Avalon across. It's like in the hood right there in Avalon where the movie theater is. And right. Like, yeah, but I want to check out that place.
Dude, first off, one, that's a cool spot. He's a neighbor on top of that.
Oh, he's your neighbor, next door neighbor?
Yeah. No, he's a neighbor. Oh, okay. He's a neighbor. As a matter of fact, dude, it's like, I think his name is Danny, but he's a neighbor. Shout out to neighbor.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, he had told me that someone ended up buying that theater and they wanted to turn it into a club.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. But I was like, dude, no. It's a fucking movie theater. Dude, no. It's always been a movie theater. Yeah. Then it became a church. Yeah. For the longest time. But yeah, it's supposedly it's all fixed up. It's all badass on the inside. Like, they really want to create something like a nightlife out there in Wilmington.
I don't know, but
you know what though? I could see the potential in that because it's like you want to, because it's like you got a lot of people in Wilmington. When we have to go somewhere, it has to be in LA. It has to be Long Beach.
San Pedro.
But or all the way to Hollywood. Fuck, it's like, dude, we can't do any of that here.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's like,
if you had a movie theater, like a little indie little theater, then you have a lot of mama pop places, a brewery and all that. It would be nice, like, oh, just to get out coffee here, like hipster. I don't know. But I think in a way people are like, oh, it's gentrified. Oh, gentrification. Ah, fuck this. You know, like, but yeah, but you need some stuff to go out and do something, you know?
Yeah.
You need something just to walk around and check out some stuff here for the kids or anything.
Dude, it's so simple. That's all you have to do. I mean, shit, even before they made Waterfront Park, once they find, there was nothing there. It was just nothing. It was all abandoned.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is. And reality, it's really awesome. It's beautiful. And the funny thing is, I think the last thing that they did was they filmed Fight Club, then they tore everything down not too long after, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But once they put that park up, that's when you saw the families. They start going to the park. Dude, go over there on a weekend. You'll see families everywhere. You'll see a bunch of guys playing soccer. They'll have kids right there in the playground.
It's like, dude,
families want to go out. They want to.
You know what I don't like? They need to move that location. You know, right there by the 110 freeway by PCH, and you see all these food stands and all that right there in the corner?
Yeah.
Where the building Emporium used to be back in the day.
The park and ride. Park and ride.
They should move that location. That's very dangerous. That's a very busy street. They should move it right there in Avalon to bring more people. It's like, hey, small business of the week. Hey, we have food every Thursday or something, or yeah. Businesses, anything.
Hey, look, you know what? San Pedro took care of that. When first Thursdays.
That hurts my heart right there.
Look, yeah, exactly. So it's like, why can't Wilmington do that? But you know what? Every now and again, we have the art walk. I want to say that's the beginning. That's a beginning. That's like the potential of things that can happen. And it's like, dude, did you know there's a little thrift store right there?
Where, in what part of Wilmington?
Oh, right there, like almost at the end of Avalon. Right there.
In the end? Like you're going to the ocean, or going like you're going up to Manny?
No, close to like as you're heading by Harry Bridges.
Okay.
I think there's like a hotel or something like a block or two before.
I know there's like a coffee place right there. There's like, it's all, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was like, I was tripping out because during the art walk, that spot was open, and just going in there, and it's just like, dude, this is a cool little store for like thrift stores. It's like, dude, I took my daughters in there. They fucking loved it, buying all kinds of shit.
So let's say like this. Let's say if you were a council or LA County or whatever, or it's like, hey, you know what? Let's say if like you were a mayor, we're going to make Wilmington into a city now. You're the mayor. What are things that Wilmington needs? But Wilmington needs to, like, okay, get caught up with a lot of these other cities. Bring the nightlife back, gentrification, restaurants, movies, music, I mean, family stuff. I mean,
if I was mayor of Wilmington, first off, one, I'd have first I got to be selfish, because if I'm a mayor, I got to be selfish. I got to think about me first. I got to have a dispensary close to my house.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Number two, you know what? We need a nightlife out there in Wilmington.
Because, we do.
Yeah, because it's like, dude, a lot of places stay open. Why is it that San Pedro stays open late on their first Thursdays? Why can't Wilmington do something like that? Everybody talks about it. They want to, and they all support it too. People go to those things. It's like, dude, give us a reason. Give us our own pike. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know what
one.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, dude, they
that's
can
good.
Dude, they can
good
open
one
up,
right there.
Dude, they can open up restaurants right there, little pop-up spots, yes. Dude. How many food trucks? Dude, food trucks. You could just line them up right there.
Line them up.
Dude, we'll go.
Money.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
But, hey, people get scared of the area, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it. I get it.
That's one of the reasons why, like, a lot of people, when I was telling you earlier, a lot of people talk shit about Wilmington because of the 80s and 90s and the 70s. But let's try to avoid it, not think about those times no more, because now that we're older, the OGs are all grown up. They're getting old. Everyone's getting older. Now you have the new generations of youngsters, kids who want to start business, art, music here. I see a potential Wilmington. There's a lot of good people who are going to come out of Wilmington. Dude. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, dude, even I tripped out on it because I remember the park across the street. Dude, a lot of things happened there.
Yes.
But what happened? They end up putting a skate park there. All of a sudden, good. All the skaters start coming out, dude. Good. And it's just like not too long afterwards, you know, of course, you have the graffiti. Guess what? They open up a little community spot. Now you have artists in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, this is all positive stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, dude, it's you can see the potential. You can really see it, and it's like people want that change. They are all about it, okay? Guess mm-hmm. what? It's not just about the homeless. It's not about the junkies, dude. It's the people mm-hmm. of Wilmington. That's what we want.
I wish they just made a movie, an indie movie theater, and they played nothing but independent indie movies. I love indie movies.
Yeah,
like, okay, so what's I. this?
Yeah.
Because now we're going to switch gears into you being the host of the Movies on Weed podcast. So there's a lot of good movies. I mean, there's one thing, like, movies is movies, but when you watch, I gotta say this is my crazy thought. Was there ever a time, how movies have you ever watched in one day?
Damn. All right.
I think the most for me was 4.
I think I did 5 once.
Some good ones?
5. You know what? It was all just random. It was all just random. I mean, I started off with Willow.
Fucking Willow.
Exactly. And you know he's got a series coming out soon.
Willow?
Yeah.
On Disney?
Yeah, they're continuing it.
Oh, yeah, check and it out.
Then, of course, Big Trouble in Little China. A couple of the...
Classic.
I think Commando, a couple Stallone
fucking
movies.
Fucking Commando.
Dude, but then if you go down that route, you can't pass up Chuck Norris, dude. So I was just... Dude, you know what?
Missing in action.
Exactly. You
I
know
love
what?
Those.
You know what? There's so much potential movies that you can watch, trust me, when you're stoned out of your mind, you're not yeah. paying attention, you're just like just stuck watching what I like to call popcorn movies. Okay, popcorn movie is, in my opinion, something you really do not have to pay attention to the story or whatever. It's just eye candy, just kind of stuck. Pretty much any Michael Bay movie where it just blows up, all kinds of shit happen. Oh, what, this? Yeah, boom. And dude, it's
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Anything with Nicolas Cage.
That was mostly in Wilmington and San Pedro.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was. Yeah. And what bridge does he jump on?
The Vincent Tower.
Exactly. See?
I get scared of that bridge.
Yeah.
I saw 2 people jump off when I was little.
Yeah.
I seen a bridge. There's always going to be someone out there, fuck this, commit suicide.
Dude, director Tony Scott jumped off of there.
Yes. From who did Top Gun?
Man on Fire.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Fuck. That's
it's crazy.
Sad. It's
that's the most famous because of Tony Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't believe it. Why would fuck? He's good.
Look, hey, it all comes back to mental health. You don't know what someone's going through. I mean, dude, the guy was a director.
Top Gun.
Yeah, dude, he had millions. Really? Hey, we all hit a hump, but fuck it.
I guess in a way, money can't really make you happy then.
No, but you can rent it. You can rent some happiness. Fuck it.
Damn, man. Just so many good stories of Harbor Area and Wilmington and San Pedro and stuff. It's just, to me, it's my heart.
Yeah.
When I was living in Northern California, I was homesick. And my mom would tell me, what's wrong? I'm homesick. So why? I miss Wilmington. Huh? It's like, we had to get out of there. I remember my uncle told me, it's like when they were living in Wilmington and they moved to Montana. It's like, you know, there's one thing we don't worry about when we live in Montana. We don't worry about the animals shooting bullets at us. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, you know, because there's always drive-by shootings and stuff like that. Like, you know, just they had, a lot of people had to get away from the 80s and 90s and right. stuff. And but to me, it's like, I feel like whoever was in those times, in those 60s, 50s, 80s, 90s, whatever, and you're here, like, you're a survivor, man. And to me, I feel like Wilmington toughened a lot of people up from times when these lockdowns happened.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt like, well, fuck, if I'm not a pussy, Wilmington didn't make me feel like a fucking pussy. And even my mom said that. So, like, you know, I'm kind of glad that we lived in Wilmington for our part time. But now you have the heart of the harbor area blood inside you where it's like, hey, no matter you live in Long Beach or here, whatever, you always represent Weedmas.
Yeah.
To the fullest.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man. I got my harbor area pride fucking flag, dude, and I'm fucking waving it proud, dude. Fuck yeah, it's harbor area, man. Shit, anytime I see somebody with a harbor area hat, I'm just like, what's up, dude? That's family right there.
It's family.
Yeah, and it's just that mentality. It's that sense of mentality, like, no matter what you tell me, guess what, it ain't gonna work.
Even though I get criticized sometimes, like, you know, why'd you change your name to Mega Man to Long Beach Social Experiment? How come you can't be something like you represent the harbor area? And said, look, even though I live in Long Beach, my heart will always be in the harbor area. Like, I'm going to do a tattoo and just make a heart that says the heart of the harbor area. Just put it on my chest. Nice. It's just like, that's my home.
Yeah.
I grew up there, right there on Ruby Dock and Blinn Avenue.
Right.
My grandpa's like almost 100. He still lives in that same house.
Hell yeah.
And I still have fucking family that still live over there. And everyone's doing their thing. And to me, when I was working at my former job, I used to drive to Anaheim to get to Long Beach. And sometimes, in a way, you know, Leo, I always go past these certain streets because I still reminisce the good old times like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I miss those times.
Yeah, exactly.
Dawn Hotel.
Exactly. The Dawn Hotel.
That's like a senior's home, right?
I think it is now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, supposedly back in the
day. A lot of celebrities used to live there.
A lot of them.
Hey, I was going to ask you, you know where the Dawn's Motel is, like, you know, that place?
Right.
I think across the street there used to be another movie theater. Kind of looks like it a little bit.
I wouldn't doubt it. I know there's a fire station now there.
I don't know.
Dude, literally, it's like, I'm like, shit, Wilmington has its own fire department.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, that's the first. But you know where the McDonald's is at, right there by Banny Park?
Yeah.
Okay, across the where the World Series of shoes. That used to be a bowling place. And arcades.
Yeah, dude, I remember that arcade. I remember that arcade, dude. Mm-hmm. That was a cool little spot for a minute.
Then the hangout spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, dude. It was like, dude, Wilmington had its own video arcade spot. And it was like, dude, if anything, shit, I wouldn't be surprised Danny Retro was down there, too.
Retro. Shouts to Danny Retro.
Shit. Yeah, where you at, Danny?
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, dude, yeah, it was a spot. It was a cool little spot. That's why, going back to Homeboy... Toys versus Games, you see he's got all those video games set up. I'm like, dude, when I was a kid, this would have been the spot. Because it's like, dude, as a kid, that's what you want to see. You don't want to see fucking junkies on the floor.
No.
Dude, you want to see a bunch of fucking video games and shit.
I used to, man, let's get into the video games, because back in the day when Nintendo Power, Nintendo was going on and stuff like that, you know, my mom was working at Mervyn's at the over there by the Delamo Mall.
Right.
And there was a Toys R Us. And we used to go over there and stuff, play the video games, Nintendos, you know, you get that rug for that track and field and shit.
Right, right.
Kid Icarus, Mega Man, freaking Metroid.
Oh, yeah.
Guerrilla War, Operation Wolf.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Those are the times.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I remember, dude, I got my Nintendo fucking system. Yeah, I remember those games.
Super Mario Brothers 3, watching the movie Wizard.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually Wizard's gonna be an episode.
Fred Savage, man.
Yeah, see?
Tobey Maguire was in that.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought Paul Walker was in it too. I was like, that looks like Paul Walker.
Oh.
I could have swore that was Paul Walker.
He was a kid with the glove, huh?
Yes.
Looked like him.
Oh, I have that glove. I have two of them.
Oh, yeah?
Let me know if you want one. I'm selling one. Damn. I have an unopened one, and I have a regular one. My dad used to buy a lot of toys. He used to buy two of each.
Yeah.
So I have some G.I. Joes, the dolls. and some He-Man toys. I have that Skeletor, that Casco with the fucking speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Think you talking like Skeletor?
Dude, I used to have a whole bunch of those little
I have He-Man a She-Ra toys. Castle.
Oh, what? Damn. And
a He-Man castle. Dude. I was a huge He-Man when that fucking movie came out with He-Man with Dolph Lundgren.
That was a sick-ass movie. I definitely was a big fan crazy, of that one. Dude. Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. Back in the day?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, when that one came out,
it was Dolph Lundgren
dude,
shit.
It was a He-Man. It was He-Man. I think there was some kind of law infringement, something with the name. That's why they couldn't call it He-Man. They just call it Masters of the Universe.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, that was the movie that kind of helped sink the company, the Canon Films. Dude, Canon Films, they did a lot of fucking crazy movie back in the days.
What kind of movies? Okay.
Dude, remember Death Wishes?
Yes.
Yeah, like... Once, two, three, four.
What was the one with Lauren Fishburne where they raped that girl? That was a very creepy scene.
Part two.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
And they fucking raped the fucking maid.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, Lauren Fishburne played a goon in that one. And if I'm not mistaken, Jeff Goldblum was a goon in the first fucking Death Wish.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum, the fly himself.
There was another one. It was the guy from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That was part three. That was my favorite.
Okay. And there was another guy who was laughing like, I'm going to steal this fucking camera.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was in that movie Full Metal Jacket.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. He was one of the guys in there.
Good movie.
Oh, hell yeah. Full Metal Jacket.
That fucking Death Wish was, Full Metal was like the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Stanley Kubrick. That was an awesome flick. I mean, whatchamacallit, Lou Gossett Jr., supposedly they say that his was better because he won the Academy Award, but then once...
Oh, well, yeah, he won. I remember that.
For
he
Officer and a Gentleman. But it was,
I have nowhere else to go!
Yeah, yeah, but it was literally the same character, but yeah. I thought the character that they did in Full Metal Jacket was a lot better.
Yeah.
He fucking killed it. He seemed more convincing than Lou Gossett Jr.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was a crazy ass movie.
And fucking a young William Vincent D'Onofrio, a fucking Gomer Pyle. He's now fucking Kingpin on the Daredevil off of Disney Plus.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he looks like fucking Kingpin.
Man, there's so many good movies. You know what? I was watching Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, the best so far, the best Dracula ever, and nobody can challenge me on that.
Fuck
one.
Fuck no, that's like the best one. And the creepy thing is those three Dracula girls is like, fuck, dude.
Dude, you know one of those chicks is Monica Bellucci?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Fact check. Google.
Fact check. Facts. Santos.
Damn. Dude. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, she came out in that one.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. You know what the funny thing was? They always talked about Bram Stoker's Dracula as being
too kind graphic.
Not too graphic, but they said it was... They had two things. They had one, they had an awesome actor playing Dracula. Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite actors.
Oh, he's a good actor.
But one that they talked a lot of shit about was hearing Keanu Reeves trying to pull off a British accent.
Oh, my God.
So they were like, you had the best.
What movie did that come out?
Which one?
Bram Stoker's.
I want to say
95?
Like early 90s.
Because I know he did Point Break. That was like a 92.
Yeah.
He was doing some movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? It was the same thing with, whatchamacallit, Kevin Costner in, what was it? His version of Robin Hood.
He could, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't do a British accent, so why bother? Oh my God. You know what I mean? Dude, if you don't know how to do the accent, save it for somebody else. Just go do your lines, okay?
Now I know why we're living in a time where now you see a lot of British actors can do British and American films.
What does that say about our actors?
We suck.
Exactly. Exactly. When you got Tom Hardy, a respected British actor can come down and pull off pretty much anybody, get their accent. He did this movie called The Drop with James Gandolfini in like his last movie before he died from Sopranos.
Okay.
Yeah, and it takes place in South Boston. He has a Boston.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's a good one. He gets a box, and one of the money's missing, and he gets killed. Yeah, yeah. That's a good movie.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because I think it was the Turkish who owned the bar, like, picked up the money or something like that.
I think it was the Turkish or the Russians.
That was good.
Yeah, that was.
Damn.
Yeah, and I mean, dude, look at that. He pulls off that fucking accent.
When you... being a like doing podcasts, talking about films, what type of movie that you like, okay, this is what I expect, this is the movie type I want? Because I know I don't know, I'm just gonna say this, how many movies have you watched all your life? Like thousands?
I've lost count, to be honest. I lost count. There was a point I was counting everything that I was watching, and I think I lost count over what, 25,000?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that, yeah, I didn't go out much. I was a little fat kid, so in front of a TV, so yeah, it happens.
So with the movies, like what was like some movies, like you can just do random, you have to put them in order, but what movies really changed your life and also for your family?
Damn, I have to say, just like I've said on my podcast before, anything with Bronson. Okay, I knew Bronson before I knew Disney. Okay, so that used to fuck Bronson with me. Yeah,
that fool was a sucio.
Yeah, exactly. And he was an old man. He was
getting pussy in Malibu.
Yeah. He was a Danny Trejo of his day, because he could fuck people up. But I mean, he wasn't getting killed. Oh, which goes back, Danny Trejo does get killed by Charles Bronson in Death Wish 4. But yeah.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Oh yeah.
I gotta see that.
Oh, that's funny.
I gotta see that.
But yeah, it's just, Bronson was awesome though. I mean, you couldn't touch him. And the funny thing was, a lot of people used to talk about Bronson when he would do all his movies, is like, he always looked like someone's deal. You know what I mean? He had that Mexican look that Baisas somehow could relate with this
Why
guy.
Do a lot of Mexicans worship Charles Bronson?
You know what?
Yeah.
It's just one of those questions.
Yeah. He's like, they think like, is he Mexican? Is he this? You know, but a lot of people love him. He makes a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
He's badass.
Yeah.
I just feel, to me, this is my opinion, I'm an 80s, 90s, or 70s, because I feel like a lot of the movies were more like action-packed alphas. Now, you can't even make a movie like that. Now, these days, oh, canceled, woke, this. Yeah. Oh, here are my feelings. And that's how I feel like we need to have those movies back, action-packed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We need those movies. They need their attention back in back in the light. Because it's like, dude, it's like some of these movies nowadays, it's just
they're
like,
scared to make something like
yeah,
this now.
Yeah, of course. But it's like, perfect example, 16 Candles.
Good okay? movie.
Good movie.
Top
classic.
Five.
Top yeah.
five.
Classic, John Hughes. But it's a PG movie, and you see bare breasts, and they say the word fuck.
Yep.
Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, look at one of the scenes in there when homeboy, the little Asian exchange student,
Long Duck Dong.
Exactly, Long Duck Dong. He's passed out on the fucking long. And
that was me, man. Yeah. You know you were like that back
exactly.
in the day. Passed out, you were like, woof, canine cologne.
Exactly, but was he say, hey, Frank, there's your Chinaman. Oh, no, thanks, Fred.
And he put there and
yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah, I know. You can't get away with shit like
you
that.
Can't.
Dude, I used to tell my Asian buddy in school, I used to tell him that, hey, Dong, where is my automobile?
Automobile?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you could talk shit, but dude, he got that fucking, like, that girl, that fucking athletic girl.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you must be a teaser. Yeah. I was like, look at those titties. That's me right there, dude. Look at those titties.
Yeah. That was fucking hilarious. That shit was awesome. And it's like, you can't do that nowadays. The closest thing, I think, what we got was, what, American Pie? If that.
Oh,
but
man.
It's like, it just kind of gets to the limit, and it just kind of comes back.
To me, John Hughes was the man. Uncle Buck. You know, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club. You can relate to people have different personalities. Weird Science, you know, Home Alone, like a lot of these movies. And those are movies that made us to who we are today.
Yeah, people grew up on them. People grew up on them.
If you tell your kids, like my kids don't even like that, but if you had your daughter, she's like, oh, I like this. Like, we got to keep on feeding the next generation. These are the movies that made my mom and dad and all this shit, you know?
The movies that made us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I miss those times, man.
Yeah.
I miss. I'm just having these conversations and talking about movies. What we're almost at the end. What are certain movies that recently you watched? Like, I know I want to see Wakanda Forever, probably this Saturday.
I still haven't seen that. I've heard a lot of good things about it, and I really dig what Ryan Coogler has done with Submariner. How he's bringing the Aztec ancient culture
I heard about
into
this.
That character.
I heard a lot of good things about that. Trying to put the I think with the blacks and the browns together to like, hey, we can be unity.
Hey, he's shining a light out on us.
Because I remember him. He was on that show Narcos on Netflix.
Yeah.
Good actor.
Yeah, he played Caro Quintero. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. And
he was fucking that girl in the fucking balcony.
Yeah. Exactly.
This guy with the poofy hair, like, and he's wearing, damn, man. I'm telling you, it's like, he's a good actor, but I want to see, what does he bring to the table? What's his superpowers?
Well, supposedly he's one of the people from Atlantis.
Oh, okay.
And not to mention, it's like, if you go on to the whole comic book culture thing. Okay, now, mind you, I'm not that deep in comic books, so maybe you might get some haters reach out to you. Yeah, but supposedly he's as strong or stronger than Hulk.
And he's like a regular person.
Well, except he's like underwater. He's like Aquaman. But the thing is, it's like he's not a hero, but he's not a villain. He's just, he is.
Damn.
He's an anti-hero, I guess you could call it.
I want to check this out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check it out. But probably this Saturday, I'm going to go check it out. Yeah, see what's all about. It's just the last movie I watched was Top Gun.
You know what?
It was okay.
I couldn't do Top Gun.
It's not the same.
That's the thing.
It was corny with all the cadets in the beginning. Then they go, okay, now we just started like speeding up.
There has to be a point where you kind of have to just, you know what? It's just been too long since the last one. You know what I mean?
Just kind of leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone. You know, the first one was a classic in its own right. Just leave it at that.
You know what? You know what's going to break my heart if they fuck this up? Lost Boys trying to do a remake of it.
Yeah.
I know they did Lost Boys Tribes. But don't just leave it alone.
They kind of continued it with bringing back Corey Feldman's character. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from what I heard, until he died, Corey Haim was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, that's kind of cool that, I mean, if you can continue the story with some of the original characters, to me, that's cool. As a fan, that's what I like watching. Mm-hmm. A sequel. You mentioned them in the first one, and, you know, they kind of come in the sequels.
I'm glad that you brought that up, sequels. Like, I know there's a lot of movies that sequels, they do okay in the box office. Like Home Alone 2, they did pretty good.
Right.
But is there a movie out there that you wish, like, man, I wish that was a sequel? Like, I know mine, Big Trouble Little China.
Well, yeah.
Or prequel. I would love to see a prequel on that.
That would be cool, but apparently there is, from what I've heard, there is a sequel in the making, and The Rock's going to come out in that.
Oh, please don't fuck it up.
Yeah, well...
Adam sucked it.
All right. You know what? Say whatever you want about The Rock, but what's cool about him is, I guess he recognizes one, if it's a good movie, because it'll be like, you know what? We can't fucking redo Big Trouble in Little China. You can try, but reality is there's only one Jack Burton, and that's fucking Kurt Russell.
Fuck yeah.
Always.
You got to bring him back if he's going to be on.
You have to, and that's what I think he wants to do, because it's like, dude, he has the star power right now. He can do it. He's got the money too. So it's like, I think they want to turn that into a sequel and bring back Kurt Russell. Because, I mean, look, hey, if Guardians of the Galaxy can bring back Kurt Russell, dude, The Rock can bring back Kurt Russell for Big Trouble in Little China. Kurt Russell's
a fucking man.
Dude, you know what old Jack Burton says at a time like this?
Oh, my God. I can't believe he tried to hit the knife with the things like, my mind is this. I was just thinking about Mao Yin.
That's what it is. You know, those Asian girls with green eyes.
Oh, man. Don't bring those back. I have flashbacks. I was an Asian. Like, I just loved Asian women.
Yeah.
Until I thought, I was like, oh, I thought they had slanted pussies. Oh, we're a legend.
I think the only Asian girl that I had a crush on in cinema had to be, okay, I had two of them. One of them was the girl that came out in Golden Child with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Her? And
she looked kind of weird.
Yeah, but she was kind of hot. Was kind of hot. She had a rack on her. That tripped me out.
She did a 007 license to go back in the day. It was one of what it was like in the 90s or 80s, but I'll send you it. It's pretty good.
With, I think, Roger Moore, right?
No, it was another guy like in the 90s and 80s. He did maybe one or two like James Bonds. Oh, okay. Shit. I'll let you know. But,
all right. The second one had to be the girl that comes out in Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Oh, she's... I know you're at... That? But she did that movie with Sidekick with fucking Chuck Norris. And the guy who committed suicide hanged himself. Remember the movie Sidekick?
Yeah, I remember
Sidekick. She was in that.
Yeah. Damn.
She was hot.
Yeah.
Damn. I just fucking rambled. You should just shut the fuck up, man. Yeah. It's like she would have been living. I want to be with you. I want to come to America.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you had to do. But all of a sudden he decides, oh wait, hold on, let me go get my gun real quick. And all of a sudden she gets blasted on.
Nah, I like the Asian girl. Well, I think she's Hawaiian, but the girl from Wayne's World too, the one who played the guitar.
Yeah, but the one thing that always used to bug me about her was her singing. Because she would scream.
Oh, yeah. You, trying to be a rocker.
Yeah. It's like, okay. It's like, I get it. You know, you want to do rock music. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Look, dude, don't scream.
You and I, you know what? Man, I'm glad that you, what was her name? Kim something. I had to be, I don't know, but.
Tia Carrere.
Yeah. She would always be on the news or be on the headlines of magazines, like breaking up with this guy. Like, dude, she was like the J-Lo back then.
Really? Her?
Yes. She Damn. Was like. Being with this guy, then she breaks up with them. Like she was hot as fuck, dude.
Yeah,
dude. When she was naked, getting fucked, she was riding on fucking Dolph Lundgren's dick and shit. That one with the Brandon Lee and Dolph Lundgren together, that movie.
Right.
She
right.
was yeah. She was in that movie. She was like fucking Dolph Lundgren. Like fuck.
I remember dude. She came out
nice ass chichis, dude. All fucking dark and nipples. Sorry, Viva.
Oh man.
He's all like, what the fuck? Yeah. Tell me more.
But you also remember she came out in True Lies too with
Schwarzenegger. She was dang, bro. She was hot. Okay. Which one? Her or Jamie Lee Curtis like riding that pole with you know that what? Body?
Oof. I gotta give her an honorable mention on
black
that
hair
one.
Or gray hair. Ooh.
Well, hey, you know what? You can say she did it, but then also you can say you want to compare her or go to striptease with Demi Moore?
I don't know.
She kind of pulled it off for what it was.
How about Showgirls?
Dude, you can't talk about Showgirls, dude. I fucking love Showgirls. I fucking loved it.
NC-17. We're just like, oh, I want to go see. What was her name? Jessica? What was there? Jesse from fucking Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
Dude, that fucking one movie could just fuck you over.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But you know what the funny thing is? That one actually has kind of come back because it's like
it was a cult classic.
Yeah, it was so bad, it's good because it's like there are people that watch it and they fucking just love it. They did a documentary about that. They
no call way.
It, yeah, it's called You Don't Even Know Me. No, because that was her name, Know Me Malone. And it talks about how I guess like a lot of people, they just fucking loved it because how silly it is, how funny.
It was cheesy.
Yeah, it was cheesy. Yeah, I mean, reality is it's cheesy, but I mean, growing up in the 90s, you remember you always had those cheesy shows. You had, what was it, 90210?
Small Wonder.
Yeah, Small Wonder.
I love
No, Small I was talking Wonder. About the night ones.
Oh, fucking, yeah. 90210.
Melrose Place.
That's my show.
Dude, yeah.
I oh, my that God. One. That was redheaded girl, the one who was hooking up with that doctor, that crazy chick, I was like, fuck, redheaded, oh, it's yeah, on.
Exactly. But it was like, that's exactly what it was. It was bad acting, but it was entertaining.
Yeah.
That's what Showgirls really was. And it's just like, it was so cheesy, but it was so good, though, because a lot of people hated it. Kind of like what they hated with Last Action Hero with Schwarzenegger.
It was okay.
No, I know. I get that. But it's like a lot of people, they hated it. They were like, dude, this is a stupid ass movie. But nowadays, dude, you can't talk bad about it because it was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And this one, it was kind of like the same thing. It was just like, it was a silly movie. It came out, didn't really destroy her career, but yeah. she's taking advantage.
Back. Yeah. 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 You know, when you think about it now with the Last Action Hero, like, you know, that's when they were trying to really promote Planet Hollywood and all that stuff mm-hmm. and all that. And I was like, oh, shit. I was going to tell you before, did you watch the new Addams Family on Netflix?
I want to. With Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't seen it. But from what I heard, they're going back to like the original kind of cartoon style.
Okay.
Because that's where it came from.
Yeah.
The Addams Family. That's why you don't have Raul Julia. Because you know what? Those two movies, they're classics.
I love those, man.
Those are awesome. You can't ever top that Gomez. Can't. But you got fucking Pachanga from fucking Carlito's Way doing Gomez now. So it's like, oh, shit. But you got Tim Burton behind it, and he's kind of running it. So it's like, okay, you got that gothic look, but at the same time, it might be funny. Might be good.
I remember Pachanga when he was in that movie. Was it with Doc Hollywood? Was it with Michael J. Fox where he's an actor and he wants to be a New York cop? Remember that one?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Nikki, baby?
Man, that's Adam. That's from LL Cool J. But, hey, I just want to tell you, we got to do a part two. We only scratch the surface, and we could just talk about movies for hours. And Leo, I just want to say thank you for coming on the Long Beach Social Experiment.
Hey, man. Thank you for inviting me, man. It was a pleasure.
Hell yeah. Do you have any last words or any shout outs?
I want to give a shout out to my homie, my sessions partner, Danny, Retro Historian. You can find him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Danny, you need to be on another
Polygraphy.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out. You can catch me on Movies on Weed, Movies on Weed podcast, Movies on Weed 1 mm-hmm. on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're working on trying to do a YouTube, and we're getting on Twitch as well.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I mean,
shit. Gaming world. That's right. That's Danny's right there, neighbor right there, exactly. Like Twitch. Exactly. Twitch, come on, Danny.
Exactly. That's why we got to go big. If you're going to go big or go home.
Go big or go home. And everyone subscribe to the Movies on Weed podcast. And there's only four podcasters in Long Beach. And right, I'm interviewing Leo as one of them. And sky's the limit for him and for me and for the Harbor area. And I just want to say this. Thank you to everyone who enjoyed listening to this episode. Again, follow my boy Leo, Movies on Weed. I want to give a shout out to East of the River Studios. Shout outs to Viva Mascal from Boyle Heights doing his thing, because without him, we wouldn't be doing this podcast right now as we speak. Also, I want to give a shout out to my kids, Gavin, Alex, Emiliano, my daughter Luna, Danny Loves You. All to the podcast listeners. Anyone that's dealing with mental health and everything, you're going to be okay. Just DM me, show some love. You know, just going to take it one day at a time. And just follow the Long Beach Social Experiment podcast. Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts, but also leave some stars on Spotify for Movies on Weed, Long Beach Social Experiment podcast as well. Once again, Leo, thank you for coming on the podcast, brother.
Thanks for inviting me, man.
All right. We're out, bro. Late.
Late.
Late. That was good, huh?
Yeah.
That was smooth.
Yeah.